This picture in your mind of yourself. It's usually pretty good because you actually lived it. So you think you remember your life pretty well. You were, after all, there when it happened. I was walking down Sunset Boulevard one day, and while we were making a hard candy, I passed by this newsstand. The entire newsstand from top to bottom was covered with one of those magazines. And all in the front of it was this beautiful, beautiful, famous actress. And it said, beautiful, 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 famous actress and her brand new boyfriend, Fat Ugly Adam. Now, I didn't appreciate the commentary, but I was also somewhat confused because I didn't remember ever meeting the girl. And I thought, well, that's strange. How nice to be dating her. I wish I actually remembered some of this. And I went home that night and I was thinking about what a weird life I'd somehow rolled myself into. I thought I'd gotten used to it after 10 years at that point. There's something very disconcerting about seeing in print the life that you're living that isn't the one you're actually living. I thought, well, it does make it harder to do things, you know? Thought, it must be really hard for her because she's very, 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 very famous. I bet it's really hard for her to meet someone at all because if we can't even meet in our imaginations without ending up on the front cover of a magazine, what must it be like to actually do it? I thought it must be kind of tough for her. Well, she's probably a pretty nice girl. No reason not to think so. I went home that night and I wrote this song and I imagined it. Because whatever it might seem like to you guys, to me, I haven't really changed much since we left Berkeley. Still got my same friends. Still got all these guys. I've known Michael since we were playing basketball when we were kids. But I thought, why should it be so hard to just be a normal guy, a normal girl? All you want is to have a good time. But he can't. bet you, baby, that a ship went in.